I want to preach this morning on the resurrection. But when you go through the Word of God and you begin to read the Word of God and you begin to hear preaching, there can be no resurrection until there is a death. Do you hear that? Every one of us here that's here this morning has not been put in a casket yet. Not one of us here has read our name in the obituary. Do you hear that? That happens after we die. Amen? But the glory of God, the Christ of heaven, when He stood there at the tomb of Lazarus, He said, "Your brother will rise again." And she said, "I know He will, Lord, in the last day." But He said, "I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. Believe thou this." Today, if we don't know this Christ as a resurrected Savior, you can go to many churches, you can see a cross, you can go to a funeral service. I've been there. I've wept, I've cried, I've mourned, I've wept bitterly when I saw my son at 35 years old laying in that tomb. But that wasn't the end of it, do you hear me? It wasn't like I'm looking at a body that's laying there, no life there. But I know that he was a Christian, that he passed from death unto life because of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I have hope to see Him again. Do you hear that? I have hope, and so do you, to see your loved ones that went to be there if you are born again, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Not being a religious person, but having a pure heart, knowing who Christ is. Amen to God. To know Him. To know Him. Paul, who Saul became Paul, he met Him on the road of Damascus. His life was completely changed in a moment. He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" Now he believed that Jesus had been crucified and put to death. He believed that. He was dead. He believed that. He knew that. But he did not believe that he rose from the dead. He couldn't believe that. It was impossible for that to happen. All the disciples that knew him, they didn't believe that he rose from the dead either. Mary, early in the morning, as it was still dark, she went to that tomb to seek a dead body. She went there to seek a dead Christ. But when she got there, her life changed. The tomb was empty. She went back and said, "They took His body. I don't know where it's at." Well, I'm telling you, here this morning, every one of us that are born again, we are in the body of a resurrected Christ. We are totally alive, and we'll never die. We will be with Him. If the trump sounds in a very moment, we'll be there. If I take my next breath, I can wake up in heaven in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, because I know who He is. Not being religious, but having salvation. There's a difference. I can tell you, when Paul met Him, his whole life changed. He forgot about all the religion he knew, and he knew the salvation of the power of God. Do you hear that? I tell you what, we can come to church and walk out as dead as we came in, but if you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, that wife will have a new husband, that husband will have a new wife, you'll be a born again believer walking out of here saying, "I just didn't come here because it was Easter. I came here for that reason, but I'm leaving because I know in whom now I have believed. He died, He rose, and I'm alive within this day, knowing Christ." That's what I want. That's what I need. He's a loving Savior. He did. If He stood there and said, "I'm the resurrection," if He never got out of that tomb, He wasn't the Christ. Do you hear that? The stone couldn't hold Him. Those soldiers couldn't hold Him. Death, hell, and the grave couldn't hold Him. And thanks be to God, the church of the living God, nothing's going to hold us down. We're going to go to be at that supper where Jesus Christ is prepared for us. In this world, Hallelujah. If we have hope in this world only, we're almost miserable people. Yeah. I can tell you, I've passed from death unto life. It's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ seated at the right hand of God. He ever lives to make intercession for you and me.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? Everybody. Hear Paul. He knows. Now, if anybody you would think would know him, he would know him. He said that I may know him. You can know his name and still not know him.
Right.
You can know my name and not know me. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? But the more you're with me, around me, you'll find out more about me. Is that right? Well, I found out when the Spirit of God came into my heart. I can tell you, 30 some years ago, I used to be a drunk. I was bound on alcoholic. I was a lost man in darkness. I was on my way to hell. But Jesus came down. He came in. It wasn't a 10-step program. I was born again instantly. No more alcohol. No more filthy sin. I got up a new creature in Christ. The tomb is empty. And Christ came into my heart.
Glory.
You know, here's Saul. He becomes Paul. Now, he's willing to die for this Christ he met. He was willing to suffer for him. He was willing to be stoned. He was willing to be rejected. Even the people, they hated him. Now the people that he hated, they loved him. Do you hear me? They loved him because he fell in love with this Christ. God help us. We must be born again. I could shout that all day long, but until it happens, you won't know it. Until it happens. Now, nobody has to prove to me this morning that you've been born of the flesh. I can tell you, you were born as a young baby, a girl. You was born as a man. I was born, so was you. Those children around here are innocent. They don't know what sin really is. Do you hear me? But the day God knocks on that heart, that's when you need to open that door and say, I want you as my Lord and Savior. In this book, Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thanks be to God. 30 some years ago, I'm on my knees, tears coming down my eyes. It's not let's make a deal. He already put the plan of salvation. It's a perfect plan. We've got to accept him just the way it is. He died for the lost. He rose for our justification. And he went to be with God to ever live there to say, I bought that church with my blood. I got up from that tomb. I'm alive forevermore. That's what we need. That's what we got to have. You know, Mary, she went back. She was looking for a dead body. But she found out she met a resurrected Savior. Did you hear that? Met a live Savior. The very one. Even he appeared to those disciples. And they even said, he's risen. How do you know that? We saw him. We saw him ourselves. You must see him for yourself. I can tell you all about him. I can tell you about being born again. I can tell you about the resurrection. But it has to happen to you. You must experience that. You have to experience that yourself. This is a personal relationship. You love your family. You know, I wouldn't walk out of here this morning and taking your son with me. You say, that's my son. Or your daughter. That I wouldn't walk out of here and say, one of you women, I want you to be my wife. Walk out of here. I can tell you that man said, hey buddy, I'm telling you that's my wife. Do you know why? Because two becomes one. Two becomes one. Well, in Christ we're all one with him tomorrow. This morning we are one, and God help us. Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. He wasn't serving a dead Christ. He wasn't serving some religious man. He knew this Christ personally. And he knew this. Who are thy Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus. The greatest name that's ever been mentioned. The greatest name. Over that, They put up on there. Pilate had it done up there. His head up there. King of Kings, Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, they didn't like to hear that. They didn't want to, they wanted to take that down. I can tell you, look at the world. They want to cross out. They want to cross out of our schools. They want Jesus out of everything today. And look at the world today. I can tell you, put Jesus in your family. Put Jesus in your family. Get Christ in your family. And I can tell you, the devil will have to go. The devil. Why? Because greater is he that's in you and me than he that's in that world. Thanks be to God, I'm in the world, but the world's not in me. Heaven's in me. My Lord and my God.
Yes, hallelujah.
I've met people before. And I've seen them wearing a cross. I've seen them have them in, had the cross in their, I believe, their nose, in their ear, on their necks and everything. And I said, well, let me ask you something. Do you know this Christ? See my cross? Oh, Lord. Oh, I can tell you. It's more than just seeing that cross. You got to be crucified with him. You, what he's saying, you give up your life. You die for this Christ. Do you hear that? In this book, Paul, if anybody could say that I may know him, well, I can tell you, I like to know you. I like to know you. And the more I'm around you, the more I get to know you. Oh, if I was with him a million years, I'm still getting to know this Christ. I'm still getting to know this. The see a man. It's like Martha and Mary. My brother's dead. You should have been here. But he's dead. But Jesus was waiting to prove who he was. Do you hear me? He waited till the fourth day. Lord, by now he stinketh. You should have been here. Lord, before this, he was sick. He was sick. But oh, but Jesus said, Lazarus sleepeth, but I'm going to go to wake him up. Oh, dear God. We're going to get woken up. Do you hear me? The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that are alive and remain will be caught up together. I'm telling you, I've got to be with him here to love and walk with him better. I said, oh God, can two walk together except they agree? Here it is. Oh Lord. Mary goes back and tells the disciples. They took in my Lord's body and took him. They took him. And you know, she was looking for a dead body that she could anoint. Do you hear that? I can tell you. He said that he would be put to death, but he said, on the third day, I will rise again. And they did not believe it.
No, they didn't.
They didn't believe. They did not believe that.
Bless him, Jesus.
Oh, I said they did not believe. And yet they seen him raise the dead, open the blind eyes. They saw him walk on the water. They saw him, Lord God, feed multitudes. But they seen him raise the dead up. But they could not believe he could get up. Oh, God, do you hear me? With my heart, I believe. Believe what? That God gave his only begotten son. And not only do I believe that, he let him go to that cross. He said, Father, it's finished. The greatest plan of salvation has already been done with. It's already done. It's complete right now. We live, we move this Christ in us who is the hope of glory. Like a day, you get sick, you wind up in the hospital. You don't call some superstar. You don't call some actor or some sports celebrity. I can tell you, they don't have time for you. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Do you hear me? But I can tell you, call upon Jesus. 3 o'clock in the morning, he's not come on now. Do you hear me? Call upon him. Call upon him while he's near. Seek him while he may be found. I said, oh God. You know, I used to be consumed with that world. But that world now becomes my enemy. That world to me, I'm just passing through. I'm passing through. But I'm telling you, as I'm on my way, I'm doing everything I can to win this Christ. And that's what Paul said, that I may win Christ. You think of that. Being conformed to his death. To suffer with him. Oh God, do you hear that? We must be that way. Do you hear me? We must be that way. There's people that what they do, of the greatest plan that God gave, everything, and we still say, someday I'll accept Him. Someday I'll accept Him. But this Bible says, in the day you hear His voice. I hear His voice today, right now. I hear Him preaching to us. Oh, it's not me preaching about me. I'm preaching about the Christ. It's not me up here trying to win you to me. I want to win you to Christ. That's my prize, to see somebody. Heaven is standing there waiting for somebody to accept Jesus. And when they do, they start rejoicing in heaven. My Lord and my God, our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thanks be to God. I couldn't do it, but He did it. He did it. My name is there.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, you take a sports people. They don't go out there on that court or that football field but to lose. They go out there for one reason, to win.
Yeah.
If they lose the next game, they're right back out there. Because I lost that one, I'm going to win this one. Their whole mind is on the win. To win, to win. Paul's being stoned. What are you doing, this Paul, that I can win Christ? He's beat, drugged through the city, half dead, and he's laying there dead. They're going to call the people to come in and bury him. And all of a sudden, he rises out of the stones. My Lord, you can't kill Christ. You can't kill him. You can put him in prison, but he'll open the prison door. You can put me in a tomb, but I'm coming out of there. Oh, my God. It's
Christ. Yes, Lord.
God, oh. It's not I'm going to go over there and look at all them trophies. My name up there. 1975. Danny Patterson, champ. Oh, them trophies mean nothing to me. Here's what means everything to me. Everything. I can tell you, you won't get too many people to die in your place. I notice some people have walked up and seen a loved one they love so much.
Hey, my Lord.
Nothing can comfort them. They're so grieved. And some would say, I would trade places with you in a moment. You know why? Because they love them so much. Do you hear that? But I can tell you, you can walk up to that casket and you can say, He traded places with you.
Yeah.
He traded places with you. When you got born again, you traded places. You took on His life. Oh, do you hear me? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That gift 2,000 years ago, He came off of that. I can tell you, nobody could put Him there if He didn't want to go there. Dear God, do you hear me? I can tell you, when they beat Him with 39 stripes, you couldn't even recognize Him. Dear God, blood coming out of His body. But all the time, He was looking for somebody to come to know Him. He was looking for somebody that would accept Him. My God, this is my Son. I can tell you, God looked down out of heaven upon His only begotten Son. He watched Him be nailed alive to a tree. He watched Him put a spear in Him. Watched Him spit upon Him. Watched Him haters and blaspheme Him. But God said, because of my Son, I will let you have life. I will let you have eternal life if you accept me.
Wow. Amen.
Oh, I can tell you, He looked, He was watching it. How would you like to see somebody do your child that way? My God, you would never allow it. You would never allow it. But God loved you so much. But look at us today, we reject that love. We don't want that love. We don't want it until all of a sudden we're dying.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
All the time on that cross, He could look down 2,000 years ago. And He said, there's a man that's going to be born. They will name him Danny Patterson.
Uh-huh.
I know every hair on his head, every number.
Yeah.
I know every sparrow that falls to the ground. I'm right at the funeral. I know every and, I know everything that I've done. And I've given the best I could ever give. God said, I gave the best that I could ever give.
Yeah.
I'll give you my only begotten son.
Uh-huh.
And allow him, sinners, to spit upon him, to beat him, to nail him alive to a cross, strip him of his clothes.
Yeah.
And he's there. And yet he's crying.
Yeah.
Even on the cross. Even on the cross, one rejects him.
Yeah.
As he's dying. He said, one said, save yourself and save us.
Yeah.
I'll believe you. And thank God. The other one said, Lord, will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? He looked at him, he said, today you will be with me in paradise.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, brother.
Bless you, Jesus.
I wonder what happened to the other man. See, he was trying to save himself.
Yeah.
You can't save yourself without Christ.
Hey.
You got to say, Lord, I'm giving up my life.
Amen.
I'm giving up me. Because I want you. And this is what Paul was saying, that I might apprehend him.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen a sports game? That guy's got the, whoever's got the pigskin, that's the one they're after.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Isn't it something? Millions of dollars is given to men that will run a pigskin up and down the field.
Yeah. That's the truth, brother.
Hey, do you hear that? I give millions of dollars. Watch a little golf ball go in a hole down there.
Yeah.
Amen. They'll stand in the rain. They'll go. They'll go. If it's 20 below zero, they'll be there.
Yeah.
And you can tell who's the visiting team and who's the home team.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We can have a lot of visitors here tonight, but do they have a home in heaven? Oh, do you hear that?
Hallelujah.
I've got a home prepared.
Preach!
Come on now. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. But I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and I will come back to receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be. God, my God! He's coming back. There's no doubt. I'm making plans to leave this world with a shout.
Come on, come on.
The trumpet is going to sound.
Yes.
But I believe it's only going to be the church that hears the trumpet.
Come on, brother.
My God, my God.
My sheep.
Yeah.
Hear my voice. In a stranger, they will not come. You know.
Right.
I've got something to shout about that's going to last forever.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yeah.
Great God of heaven. What a gospel. What a gospel. What a gospel. What a gospel. Paul said that I may know him. If anybody knew him, Paul knew him. You know where he found out to know him more?
Hallelujah.
When he suffered for
him. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Paul knew him more when he suffered
with him.
Hallelujah.
When Paul's in the prison.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he cast the devil out of a woman.
Yeah.
Paul and Silas is in prison. It's dark in there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
they're not in there because they're religious men. They're in there because of Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I could see Paul say, boy, this is a bad situation, eh? Uh-huh. I could hear Silas say, I can't even see your face. It's so dark.
My God.
Bless him, Jesus.
Paul, what's going to happen? He said, I tell you what now. We've been beaten for him. We should count it all joy.
Yeah.
That we were found worthy.
Yes.
That we were found worthy.
Bless Jesus. Glory.
To suffer for him.
Yeah. Come on, brother. Glory.
Yeah, Lord. Come on.
Aren't you glad he suffered for you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless
him, Jesus. I want to read this. Go with me.
My God.
Go with me to Isaiah. God help us. Isaiah.
Glory.
Chapter 53. Chapter 53. Now you know there was no beauty about him.
No.
He wasn't some big superstar.
No, sir.
He was like a sheep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't looking for a trophy down here. No. He was looking for lost souls down here.
Yeah.
He was looking for somebody that would believe him and accept him as Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Listen to what he says in Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now listen about him. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we desire him. He wasn't an attraction to the fleshly man.
Right, amen.
Amen. It's the spirit that attracts you to Christ.
Yes.
My Lord. Listen to what he says. He's despised and rejected of men. Where do you stand there to this morning? If he's your Savior, you've accepted him. If not, you've rejected him.
Yeah.
Amen. In the day you hear his voice. He is despised and rejected of men and a man of sorrow. How do you like to be around somebody that's sorrow? I like to be around somebody that's excited. You will if you get in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
You have something to live for.
Right.
Amen. Listen to this. Listen to this. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And yet he did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Is it your way or is it his way?
Come on, preach it.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, brother.
He didn't say I'm some way, could be the way. He said I am the way. I am the truth.
Yeah.
I am the life. Listen to this. Listen to this. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's a lot of sin, brother.
Yeah,
that's a lot of sin, brother.
Yes, it is.
He who knew no sin became sin. Yes. That we can become the righteousness of God in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
God Almighty, do you hear that? Hallelujah. Listen. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. Over 33 years. And those 3.5 years, he paid it all. He paid it all for sin. He bought us with a price.
Yeah.
His blood. We've heard it sung here. Amen. Listen to this now. Verse 9. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord also prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bared the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. I'm telling you this morning, you walk out of here, born again, accept Christ, you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. I tell you, those children will get a new daddy. That wife will get a new husband. That husband will get a new wife. They'll say, "Dear Lord, there's been a change in me. I'm not the man I used to be." Is that right? I'm a new creature in Christ. I see so many people trying to win. Trying to win.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you right now. Trying to win this. Trying to win that. Trying to win that. Trying to win that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I saw a little lady years ago in another part of Kentucky. She was probably, years ago, she was probably in her 70s or something. I don't know. A little bit of lady. And she's standing there at the counter. You know what she's wanting? She's wanting lottery tickets. She's trying to win money. And the chances to win it would probably be 1 in 1,000,000. One in a minute, but she's still trying to win that money. If she's alive today, I wonder if she won Christ.
Oh my!
See, I don't have to gamble. Right now, we're gambling with our life. Without Christ, we're gambling another tomorrow, another day, another day. One of the most. It was just preaching not long ago, church. Probably maybe a month or two ago. Maybe not even that. And at the end of the service, we was praying in that for people in that. And all of a sudden, I'm standing there, and the Lord brought a word to me tomorrow. And the Lord let me know tomorrow is one of the most dangerous words. Many people in hell, they call tomorrow.
Amen. Right.
He let me know that. You say that to the people, I don't like that. Well, you ought to, because you're not promised tomorrow. Amen. 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 Hi. He said, in the day you hear my voice. Today is the day of salvation. And what a greater day to come to know him. As the resurrected Savior. Amen. We've had loved ones die. And if we had, the truth is, a loved one we can love, a husband, a wife, a child. If you had $10 million in the bank, and they would say to you, we can put a heart in that child and have it come to life, live life. Not every one of us would do it in a moment without a second thought. You know why? You know why? Because you love that man. You love that woman. You love that child.
Yeah.
I can tell you, when our son, our twin son, 35 years old, he died. It tore and it still hurts today. Even why? Because he's not here. But I know where he is.
Uh-huh. Come on, brother.
I can see him again. I can see him again.
Glory to God. And
it's not that somebody else told me. Jesus in me tells me.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. His spirit in me tells me he belongs to me.
Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, it's a two-way.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Church, I've heard that song, "I'm looking for a hole in the sky." It'll be gone so quick, you won't even see the hole.
Right. Bless you, Lord.
Amen. But you will get to see your Lord and Master.
Yeah.
In closing this morning, I'm not ashamed of him. I'm not ashamed of him. He said, if you confess me to that world, I'll confess you to my Father.
Yeah.
When you confess him, say, Lord Jesus, come to my heart.
Uh-huh.
It's not some long, drawn out, oh, Lord, no. Just call on him with your heart. Say, Lord, come into my heart. I want to know you as the Word of God tells me. Silas, what do you want to do? One could say, well, let's pray a while. When we get done praying, we'll sing a while. But we're in here because of Christ. And at the end of Paul's life, here's what Paul said. Paul said, the time of my departure is at hand.
Yeah.
Paul said, I fought a good fight.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
His whole fight was to win Christ.
Yes.
To win Christ. Yeah. To press towards the mark of the high calling. The prize was Christ.
Yes.
When he come out of that place he was in, he'd been there for a few years, so many years. He knew when they came and knocked on his door, he knew, I'm not ready to meet him face to face. They didn't have to drag Paul down there and say, I don't want to die. I don't want. He was already dead before he got there. Because it was no longer Paul that lived. He that seeks to save his life loses it. But he that loses his life for my sake finds the true eternal life. They didn't drag Paul down there, and he knew the execution was his head to be cut off. He said, I'm ready to be offered up. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Henceforth, there's a crown waiting on me. You can't put a crown on nobody's head if it don't have a head.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless
him. I could see they brought him over there. They brought him over there. Paul, it's time to go. All right. I can believe you could say to those men that get ready to chop his head off, I know what you're about ready to do, but I'm asking you, accept Jesus Christ. Depend on what you're about ready to accept him.
Because
I knew what I did. I put an end to death. Just like you're cutting my head off because who I bleed. One time I would kill you because you bleed in the same Christ.
Bless him, Jesus.
Get it over. Before his head hit that basket. To be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord.
Glory.